What were your thoughts on last night's scrimmage?
It was pretty good. You know, a couple mistakes we got cleaned up in today's meetings this morning. Looking to come out here and have a good practice today.
Were there a lot of mistakes in the secondary?
No, sir. It wasn't. It was just as a team, you know, you just want to try to get to as perfect as you can. So, I mean, that's what we're shooting for. And, you know, we corrected that in today's meetings.
I know you have been running with the ones from the start of camp, but when Ed went down, did you feel more responsibility, like, it's going to be my job?
No, I didn't feel like that. You know, unfortunately, Ed did go down, but, you know, somebody got to step up, you know, and take over the role and just be a leader for the defense. So, you know, I plan on doing that. You know, it's a lot of competition in the safety room, so a lot of people, a lot of players plan on getting there and showing what they got.
It's only your second year. You feel you're ready to be the week one starter?
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm ready to be a starter. You know, that's what I come out here and work for every day in the film room with the team and the guys. You know, we brought in a lot of talent at safety, so, you know, a lot of players want to be out there, so.
Derek, a lot of teams need a ball hawk as a deep safety. Can you do that? Consider yourself a ball hawk in safety? Guy could create turnovers?
Yes, sir. That's something I'm working on now. You know, I was more of a physical yeah. guy, still a physical guy. And, you know, I'm making a transition to free and being in a deep zone. So I'm working on my ball hawking skills. It got better since I got from my rookie year. And it's gotten better since.
You didn't get much play there in college, right? You were more of a in-the-box guy?
I played all over in college pretty much. You know, I was in the deep zones. I was in the box. So I was pretty much playing both positions.
But your first year, you weren't here?
First year I was in the box at TCU.
Do you know why they decided to move you back to free?
I have not an idea. You got to ask Greg.
And when you say you're working on being a ball hog, how do you do that?
Just ball skills, you know, just learn how to track the ball, catching balls at the practice. Like we catch balls, a lot of balls at the practice, and just ball skills.
On the jugs machine?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Have you spent a lot of time with that?
Yes, sir.
Is that the first time you felt the need to do that?
No, I always caught on the jugs. It's just, you know, just more just perfecting your craft pretty much.
Is it routine now, after every practice for you to do that?
Yes, I'm getting routine with it, yes, sir.
Do you have to be less? It would seem like if you're in the box, you can be real aggressive. You know, it seemed to be last year we'd see you throw your body around. Do you have to be more conservative when you're playing deep safety because you don't want anybody running by you?
You definitely have to be more conservative because you're the last line of defense. But I'm still going to play my aggressive self. I'm going to be aggressive as I can, you know, and not hurt the defense.
How much did your injury on that bye week cost you a lot of playing time at the end of the year? Did that set you back or have you recovered from that?
I definitely recovered from it. I've been out here since the start of phase one, so I've been here ever since then. It did set me back a little bit as far as, like, coming in ready for, like, OTAs and things like that. I didn't get to work out, do foot drills as much as I wanted to, so I was just in the weight room a lot.
Plus those live snaps that you lost.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Didn't that affect you? Yeah, the more you get, the better you're going to get.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it definitely kind of affected me, missing those last four games, but, you know, that's why I come in here from OTAs and just try to pick up where I left off.
Did it feel like you were kind of starting to find some kind of rhythm before that injury? I mean, your playing time was going up. They were using you more.
Yeah, I felt like I was catching a rhythm. You know, being a rookie, you see a lot. You know, you play a lot of games. You know, season's way longer than college. But towards the end, or right before the injury, I felt like I was getting in the groove of how things work, how seeing things was slowing down for me.
I don't know how much you and Peppers were on the field together last night. Were there any times?
Yeah, we was on the field together, okay. Yes, sir.
And that hasn't happened a lot in practice, it seems like. He's been like, maybe we haven't noticed, but just your opinion on his progress.
He's doing good. You know, as a rookie, he's coming in here. He's making the calls, making the checks. You know, you have to be very vocal as a safety. So, you know, we're all pretty much vocal. We're all doing our thing.
I think that'd be his strength, being vocal.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot of strengths. You know, it's a lot of stuff we can all work on to get better. And, you know, we encourage one another. And, you know, it's competition in the room, but we're still a brotherhood at the end of the day.
Now, from your vantage point, you see everything in front of you. You're the last guy back there. So what do you see about this starting defense when you look out there and see guys making plays?
You know, it brings excitement to my eyes, you know, watching my teammates make plays and things like that. All I can say is you'll see next week. You'll see how fast we're going to be flying around out there.
How did you get hurt last
year? I was working out at my high school, just doing like a simple like 90-degree break, DB drill, backpedaling. I broke, and then planted my left foot, and it just snapped on the outside.
You broke a bone in the foot?
Yeah, fractured fifth metatarsal.
Outdoors.
I'm not sure. I don't think it was a hole or anything. It was just, you know,
freak,
yeah, something crazy.
Did you ever had a foot injury or anything?
Never had a foot injury before.